Borland Sister, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. April 10, 1900. Dear Sister Borland, a letter has just been placed in my hands from Sister Miller, giving an account of your bereavement. I deeply sympathize with you, my sister. If I were where I could visit you, I would do so. We may possibly go to America to attend the next general conference. But this matter is not fully decided. I want to be sure that the Lord would have me make this long journey at my age. I do not want to leave a field all ripe for the harvest until I know the will of the Lord in the matter. My health is better than it has been for many years. I will say to you, my sister, the Lord would not have you grieve in sadness. Your husband has been spared to you many years longer than I supposed he would be. God has mercifully spared him, and mercifully, after much suffering, has let him rest in Jesus. We read in Revelation, "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, "Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Revelation 14, verse 12, 13. Your husband and my husband are at rest. They have no more pain, no more suffering. They are at rest. I am sorry, my sister, that you are in affliction and sorrow. But Jesus, the precious Savior, lives. He lives for you. He wants you to be comforted in His love. Do not worry. Trust in the Lord. Remember that not a sparrow falls to the ground without the notice of your Heavenly Father. Trials will come as long as we are in this world. For even hereunto ye were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in His steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth, who, when He was reviled, reviled not again. When He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him that judgeth righteously, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the Shepherd and Bishop of your souls. 1 Peter 2, verse 21 to 25. Be comforted, my sister, in the Lord. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us, arm yourself therefore with the same mind. 1 Peter 4, verse 1. I urge you in your suffering to stay your soul upon God. The Lord will be your help, your strength, your comfort. Then look to Him and trust in Him. We must receive our consolation from Christ. Learn in His school His meekness and lowliness of heart. Let every word you speak show that you recognize the goodness, the mercy, and the love of God. Be determined to be a comfort and a blessing to all in the home. Create a sweet, pure, heavenly atmosphere. We are saved by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we realize this, it will be, day by day, an infinite source of comfort. Yield yourself up in true surrender to God, saying, "I belong to Christ. He has bought me with His own life, and I will not be despondent. I will be cheerful. Christ is my light, my life. I will be an obedient child, doing all His commandments. I will not grieve the Spirit of God." Every act of consecration to God's will brings peace and joy. For as we appreciate the light He has given us, more and greater light will come. We must lay down the spirit of complaining and open the heart to the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness. There is peace in perfect submission. Peace follows grace. They work in perfect harmony and are multiplied in progression. When the hand of faith takes hold of Christ, the expression of the heart is, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter 1, verse 3-9. Open the windows of the soul heavenward, and let the light of the Son of Righteousness in. Do not complain, do not mourn and weep. Do not look on the dark side. Let the peace of God reign in your soul. Then you will have strength to bear all your sufferings, and you will rejoice that you have grace to endure. Praise the Lord. Talk of his goodness. Tell of his power. Sweeten the atmosphere which surrounds your soul. Do not dishonor God by words of repining, but praise him with heart and soul and voice. Look on the bright side of everything. Do not bring a cloud or shadow into your home. Praise him who is the light of your countenance and your God. Do this and see how smoothly everything will go. Love to yourself and your daughter.